In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We have God who helps us, and our Lord who redeems us from of death. This psalm, word in psalm, trusting in this word that Heavenly Father will help us. Heavenly Father will feed with this holy word. Children of God, we ask to quieten and study and read Psalm 103 from verse 1 until 18. And words are in Jesus' name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and there the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children. To such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. Amen. Of these psalms, many psalms are marked in names of David. David organized music for, he put organist, or he was singing psalms that was in his temple. In psalms concludes also psalms during 1,000 years. We have used to say that psalms are during Old Testament times, like a hymn book or singing book. I just during the week I went through one book that tell about our hymn book, which are in our hymn book, and there were like catalog where I found that about 80 hymns which are now in our hymn book, they have quoted some psalm text has been quoted in those hymns in our hymn book. Here in the at the beginning in the psalm there is a teaching for us that or actually content what these psalms what they are including. Here we are told how some of psalms they are to they teach and some psalms there are some of the plant psalms there are psalms of praising psalms there is also praying psalms and so on and this text we or psalm we just heard psalm 103 here it has been said about explained about it that is thanksgiving psalm to praise God of good works of God and of sins forgiveness and behalf of spiritual gifts that and if we think and remember what kind of issue or matter David is thankful we remember how he was how he was he fell in sin and sin of murder God sent them David and believer prophet Nathan to speak to David it was surely difficult task to Nathan to approach the king and the king had power to even to put in the jail or whatever to do him to Nathan but Nathan he approached David and David saw his own situation and he received the grace of repentance and this is like thanksgiving psalm and it start with words bless the Lord O my soul and all that is within me bless his holy name bless the Lord O my soul and forget not all his benefits do we have today's believers do we have reasons to be thankful for Heavenly Father has given us a lot of abundantly has blessed lot of gifts he has blessed our lives temporarily and we all gifts that he has given unto us to temporal life they it's good for every one of us to remember that Heavenly Father has given us those gifts unto us but do we have aren't there many reason to be thankful for or about some other things when this time what where we are living here are various kind of storms during which are they have been in media and I think that we as believers we have many reasons to be thankful for Heavenly Father about it that Heavenly Father has protected us and kept us as believers until today. And even we are told and written pretty much also bad issues as believers, we know that our faith, it hasn't changed. We believe exactly same way like former saints has been believing, and we praise Heavenly Father about that and thank God that we are able to owe of grace that precious gift of faith. And that gift of faith we want also to serve to unbelievers and who don't owe this grace to our dear friends. Many of us have in our mind and also topic for prayer that Heavenly Father could still calling those dear ones, dear friends who are outside of the kingdom of God. They have gone out from kingdom of God because of the sin. That's still here, still today it is possible to believe, own sins forgiven, and still it is possible. Heavenly Father has lot of forgiveness. He has lot of long suffering, and he is patient towards his created man. Heavenly Father's good hope and will is that everyone his created man is, that he is, could be believer, that could be able to own by faith, be have the hope to reach the heavenly home and good joy in heart that all sins are forgiven and book name is written in the book of life. And when we believers we have gained or got lot of forgiveness, when we have got all our sin debt forgiven, we desire this gift also preaching of God's love towards his created man to all, everyone who listen this holy word. When you here in Loppi, you have organized the services. We all have prayed that Heavenly Father could be calling them also who are not partaker of this grace. We are not that gospel is not getting end if we preach about it. If unbeliever is receiving the grace of repentance, there come great joy in the kingdom of God, that God has been able to create and called him back to the kingdom of God. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. These many times close to us and familiar feeling in the middle of a week, how we are sin corrupted. Anyway, at least myself. That and that possible that you we can that can ask the forgiveness there in the middle of home everyday life. You can also give sins forgiven. That is great gift from God. Who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. Heavenly Father is righteous and he is not making mistakes when he's judging. We, as human beings, we are making mistakes, but Heavenly Father is never making any mistakes. And he has also, he's forgiving when here on earth children of God are blessing with forgiveness affected by Holy Spirit in because of a redemption work of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, do not remember anymore those sins which are forgiven. But it is good to know, every one of us, that this sins forgiveness, the gospel, it should not be like that, like cover that we are covering like wrong things, and then we make all and again same and fall in the same sin. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. Here, in mercy of God, there is our possibility there that that Heavenly Father did want always to give forgive our sins, even we many times we are falling in sin. Heavenly Father desires to forgive us our sins. He is not getting anger. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. Do we need to fear Heavenly Father? I would think that we need to fear Heavenly Father, that do not make his mind bad. When there are such kind of situation where enemy of the soul is enticing and attacking, we can from travel friends that can I believe all my sins and temptations forgiven. And when this gospel, you are able to believe that gospel, you get the power of that to battle against sin. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. I would, in this sermon, especially to approach you, dear listener, who probably there at your home, through internet or radio, to follow and listen these summer services. Could be you had desire to get to the services, but there are many obstacles and hindrances, probably diseases, and for many reasons you are able to come here due there, dear traveler friend, in midst of the temptations at home, you can uplift your heart to believe all your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. And also I desire to approach such kind listener who miss in your heart God's peace, and in your mind there can be probably that the young days of youth, that you have been growing in believing family, you miss when you remember how in believing home you were always, your sins were forgiven, and you got to rejoice of the forgiveness of sins. You also, dear friend, you can also this moment you can believe all your sins and unbelief all sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. And this gospel, when you believe it and receive it by faith, so you can, oh, what it promise, you get all sins forgiven. In it is question about this big issue, and when Heavenly Father is preaching through weak servants this joyful message, that message that begotten Son of God, he has died, he has suffered all because of our sins, and once he resurrected third day from death, he has done everything ready for us. We do not need today do anything, only we need only to believe. Man is during life like grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it's gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. God is Lord of death and life, in his hands is our life, also the birth, as well as when we pass away from this life, it is only known by him. For us it is enough that we, every moment and every day, we are ready to live, and we are ready to pass away and leave this world. Heavenly Father knows it. He really loves everyone. He's created man so much that he do not like that any one of his created people to get lost, but that everyone could be able to reach the eternal life in heaven. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children. To such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. Heavenly Father has given us his holy word as a guide to our journey. He has given Holy Spirit so that when we study and we want to live according to God's word in our heart, then it is good to be here on earth. It is secured. We can be with secured when we want to endeavor believer to go around such kind of places, what we feel like there is a danger, or they are not they're taking our faith away, such kind of making our faith weak. In this way we desire to be obedient to God's holy word, and we desire to remain also this moment to believe, all sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. Dear sisters and brothers, you can believe this moment. Believe all your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. Dear traveler friends, all sins are forgiven. Believe all your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. All sins are forgiven. Dear sisters and brothers, in Jesus' name and blood, you can believe all your sins forgiven. In Jesus' name and blood, dear traveler friend, believe all your sins forgiven. In Jesus' name and blood. Dear sisters and brothers, believe all your sins forgiven. When I came here to this, I cannot see every one of you who are asking the gospel. Beside you is believing escort that you can also ask the gospel also. The task of escort is precious task, that to bless sister and brother in Jesus' name and blood with the gospel. And we want to remain also this moment to, and also I want to ask my sin corrupted heart, I want to ask this precious gospel, that can I believe all my sins forgiven in Jesus' name. all sins are forgiven. I desire to believe together with you in this way, remain believing in Jesus' name. Amen.